When we talk about Seattle's founding fathers, Beriah Brown might not come immediately to mind, but he left some indelible marks on this city. Brown founded Seattle's first real daily newspaper, which later became the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. In 1878, Brown was elected the mayor of Seattle. But the real reason Beriah Brown came to Seattle was to escape his openly white supremacist past. Knute Berger wrote about that in Crosscut, and he told Jeannie Yandel he ran across Beriah Brown's name while reading some government reports from the 1860s about a secret white supremacist pro-slavery group. It was called the Knights of the Golden Circle.
And it said that an informant had told them that the head of this organization in California was a man named Beriah Brown. And I thought, wow, you know, that's a familiar name. So I began doing research into Beriah Brown, who was in California, and lo and behold, it was the same man who later became mayor of Seattle.
What did you think when you made that connection, when you realized that? What was your first thought?
Holy crap. And Seattle, I mean, race is clearly an issue still in Seattle. It's come up over housing. We have a legacy of segregation. There's a park on I-5 in southwest Washington that flies the Confederate flag. It's dedicated to Jefferson Davis. You know, we have connections to that, and so that really intrigued me. I thought, well, you know, who was this guy? What did he believe? And so I just began digging into the archives to find out, you know, did that play any role in how Seattle was shaped?
In Crosscut, you write about how Beriah Brown moved from the Midwest to California to Mexico to Oregon. How did he end up in Seattle?
He eventually kind of wore out his welcome, from what I can tell, in Oregon. He also became disenchanted. He was an avid Democrat. He'd been involved in Democratic politics in Wisconsin, in California, in Oregon. And I think he decided to sort of cut his losses and go somewhere where his past might be less likely. So we came to this little frontier town on Puget Sound called Seattle. He said, I'm going to not be a partisan here. Now, he continued to be involved in Democratic politics. He was also involved in some Republican politics. So he became more of a political independent. But his real focus once he got to Seattle was, I'm in God's country and, you know, I'm going to promote growth and prosperity. He helped kind of keep the town's spirits up after we didn't get the railroad terminus of the Transcontinental Railroad. It went to Tacoma. He became a regent at the University of Washington, the Territorial University, and then eventually became mayor. So he threw himself into civic life. And for the most part, his past went rarely mentioned.
I'm talking with Knute Berger. He's the Mossback at Crosscut, which is where he wrote about Beriah Brown. Beriah Brown was, among other things, a one-term mayor here in Seattle. He was elected in 1878. But before that, he was also very outspoken about being pro-Confederacy, pro-slavery, pro-white supremacy. But he was able to leave that past behind when he came here to Seattle. Why do you think Seattle was the place that allowed Beriah Brown to let go of that ugly past?
I think he finally found a frontier that was new enough and that had a high tolerance level for reinvention. They didn't ask you for your credentials when you showed up here. He had some money. He invested in the community, and he focused on the positives of the community that he was living in. I think that was a big factor. But I think another factor had to do with the time that he showed up here during the Reconstruction period and toward the end of that. And I think that it was a time when people were seeking to reconcile the white community, North and South. He really felt that white people should be in the superior position of running society, running civilization. And many of his writings make comparisons between how civilization was advanced in the South versus similar agricultural regions in the North. And this was because white people were dominant. But I think Seattle offered a place of reinvention and a place to shield himself, but also kind of forge these bonds with the largely white community.
Knute, you wrote in your piece for Crosscut that it's time now to remember who Beriah Brown was, including his clearly racist past. But we have happily forgotten who Beriah Brown was before he came to Seattle for 150 years now. So why is it time to remember this man?
Well, I think precisely because race is kind of moved to the front burner with Black Lives Matter. It's clearly part of our politics. It's part of our legacy. And that's it's racism that's really baked in very extreme forms. I guess what I'm saying is that I think when we dig into this history, we find these very complicated threads that reflect on politics today. Racial politics has always been part of Seattle's history. We've just not focused on it. We don't focus on the fact that we literally passed a law driving Native Americans out of Seattle. We passed a law driving the Chinese out, national laws. We had people with these extreme white supremacist views in leadership positions. If we go in and examine that, I think that might tell us something about who we are and how these trends are kind of baked into our culture in ways that are invisible to us. I think it's a matter of trying to get those threads visible again so we can talk about them.
You have examined this. So what do these complicated threads that make up our history tell you?
I think the big one is it tells me the problem of race in this country is just way bigger than I want to acknowledge. And I can look at my own family history and see that, you know, I had a great-grandfather who fought on the Union side. My family came from a town that was founded by abolitionists, my mother's family. I had a great-grandfather who was an officer of African-American troops during the Civil War. I can look at that and think about, well, I have this family heritage that's on the opposite side of Beriah Brown. I was also raised in a culture where a lot of those issues of the Civil War, of, you know, basic human rights and issues over race, are still unsettled. And just because I grew up with a certain sense of comfort, moral comfort, it's worth looking at myself. It's worth looking at the city that I love and doing some deep reflection on what really happened.
That's Knute Berger, a frequent guest on KUOW. He wrote about former Seattle Mayor Beriah Brown's openly white supremacist history in Crosscut. He spoke to Jeannie Yannell.